face it, winter can wreak havoc on your parking lot. And the last thing your customers need is to dodge potholes, which might make them dodge your business altogether. Make sure they don't have bumps on the way to your door by calling U.S. Pavement. 1-800-PAVEMENT. Let U.S. Pavement smooth the road to your door. U.S. Pavement has paved the way for successful businesses all over New England since 1985. Call now, and a member of their expert team will evaluate your site and give you a price that won't leave a hole in your budget. Call U.S. Pavement at 1-800-PAVEMENT or visit uspavement.com.
B-Pod Studios.
Toucher.
Our only concern is your condition.
Rich.
This guy's a piece of work, huh?
Toucher and Rich. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
We are Toucher and Rich. And due to the pandemic, we're trying to give you something to enjoy. And Rich, reliving some of the show's great moments.
Yep, this one we got a lot of requests for. It's a recent one, but it's a good one. It is one of our favorite Brookline 911 calls. Let's get to it.
I was taking pictures of a landscaper who was using gasoline-powered leaf blowers.
Everyone's angry in Brookline. Everyone's feeling stressed. Where the people there are surly and the average age is dead.
They're smoking.
Where the locals find new reasons just to moan and bitch and whine.
The geese were following you.
Nobody's having a good time because everyone's angry in Brookline.
They don't belong here.
There's an aggressive group of turkeys.
I don't like Brookline.
Brookline Public Safety, this line's recorded.
Hi there. I have a bit of a problem at my house. I got myself caught for a Halloween thing in basically like handcuffs, and I just can't get uncaught, but I just don't want my landlords to know, so I'm just hoping you might be able to send someone to help me out.
Wait, he got caught in a bit of a Halloween thing?
Yeah, a Halloween thing. There's handcuffs involved.
Yeah.
And I need someone to help me out.
This is the episode of Seinfeld where George takes the girl home from the subway and she takes all of his clothes off and finds he has $5 and leaves the hotel room.
And don't tell my landlord.
Yeah, don't tell my landlord because...
How did you make a phone call with handcuffs?
Ours is not to ask, is it?
Perhaps he's very talented. You know, you can make a 911 call just by sitting on the phone, basically.
Sure.
It automatically goes to emergency. Stop asking so many questions. I have a feeling the police... I have a feeling the... Here's my feeling, Joe, if you must know. My feeling is the call...
This is my first time, by the way.
All right, hang on. My take on this is that the call is made to the police, then the handcuffs are put on. That the first comes the phone call, then the handcuffs, because the kink is that two cops come in and find you naked.
It's a Halloween thing.
It's a Halloween thing. Everyone's doing it.
Okay. And what are you locked to?
I'm sorry?
What are you locked to or caught on?
To myself. I just have, like, just like a chain. Okay. It's super embarrassing, but...
It's wrist to nipple.
Well, you're being very kind to the gentleman. I'm wondering if a doctor has to get involved.
This guy's voice, like he is like, I don't want to call 911. I don't want to call 911.
I just, I don't know. There's a faucet and a can of corn.
There's got to be options that you have before you call 911, right?
Oh, sure.
Oh, yeah. He
probably tried to saw his arm off. I would think that's probably less embarrassing than having to call someone. He did that, what was it, that 198 Hours movie where the guy was stuck and had to actually cut off his own arm to escape. There was probably a situation of that.
All right, he continues.
I'm sorry?
What are you locked to or caught on?
To myself. I just have, like, just like a chain. Okay. It's super embarrassing, but...
Okay. Okay, we'll send help right over.
Thank you. Bye.
You're welcome.
Okay, so please come on over and... Hopefully things turned out well for that gentleman.
I mean, is anybody curious?
Let's get to the next. Joe, let's just
again, this is my first time. I have questions.
Should we get to the next call?
Yeah, why not?
Brookline Police, Dr. Johnson.
Hi there. I called yesterday, and I just ended up getting stuck in, like, my Halloween costume handcuffs. And I was just wondering if you'd be able to send just a patrol officer or someone with a handcuff key to come and help me out.
He got cuffed twice! Me thinks he's enjoying this!
Well, I mean, you know, once shame on you, twice shame on me.
Not once, but twice.
Yes. Whoops-a-daisy. It seems like I'm caught in a chain. Can you send someone over with a key?
Stop.
That's someone laughing.
Listen to the operator laughing.
Yeah.
There's somebody obviously with him, too.
Like, because you know they talked about it the day before.
Right. The day before, they're like, oh, dude, you're not going to believe this guy whose house we went to. And he's locked up and he chained himself.
It's Arbor Day, and I was locking myself up. You know, it's President's Day, so obviously I'm locked in a chain.
Listen to the operator.
It's the third Friday in October. So, you know, of course I'm locked in a chain. Yeah, they talk about this stuff.
Of course they do.
You know, sit around the water cooler who got chained up to themselves.
Where are you at?
I only need, like, a single person with a key.
Preferably about 6'1" with facial hair.
Is Dave working tonight?
And will you assure me that they have a nightstick? Because that's very important.
This guy in the phone can't help it. Like, he's doing his best. He's hanging in there.
Well, this guy's like Mr. Magoo of S&M. Like, he can't stay out of his own way.
I just kind of got myself stuck, and it was stupid, but I'm okay.
So you're not, like, cuffed to anything right now?
I'm just cuffed to myself. It's kind of chained on. It's stupid. It was kind of just a Halloween prank thing.
Okay, give me 1 second, please.
Okay.
Give me 1 second so I can... I'll tell you, these pranks... He's pranking himself like there's nobody's business.
Can you hold for 1 second, please?
Hold.
Guys, get over here! It's speakerphone time!
I got something to eat.
This is going to be... Grab your popcorn.
I started soaping my own windows and throwing toilet paper over the trees, and then I decided to prank myself by locking myself up.
Somebody says that call coming from James Corden's house. Right?
Oh, the majesty of Harry Houdini. Whoopsie daisies.
Hello?
Yeah.
All right, is there, like, an apartment number there, or?
I'm just in the basement apartment, so you can pull into, like, the driveway, and I'm just, like, the first door.
Okay, are you able to unlock the door, or are you, like?
Yeah, the door's open. You don't have to, they're not going to come with sirens or anything, right?
Oh, my God. I don't want everyone to find the dungeon.
I mean, this is like the Something About Mary. We have a bleeder, and all of a sudden the whole neighborhood's around.
No, I think this happens from time to time. I'm in a basement dungeon. I don't want to raise any attention to it.
Well, I mean, are you in any distress or like what is the?
No, my landlord's not home, so I just needed someone to kind of come and just unlock it for me. Should I just wait for them?
No, I mean, like, we'll send someone to try to assist you. Okay, hold on. We'll send someone to try to assist you, okay?
Okay, they're not going to come with sirens or anything, are they? I just need a single person.
Yeah. I mean, we'll send them close to you and try to assist you, okay?
Okay.
Yeah. All right.
Thanks. Bye. Oh, goodness gracious.
No. That guy seems to have got himself in a couple pickles.
It's like every holiday he finds an excuse.
Yeah.
Someone said, happy Hanukkah, guys. You're going to need to come over with 8 keys today.
That's right. That's the 8 days. 8 crazy nights. Yeah. Brooke Hatai. Oh, boy. I'm caught again.
I got myself caught for a Halloween thing in basically like handcuffs.
See, I'm not positive. I don't want to analyze it too much, but I'm not positive what he's talking about.
Like a chain. Okay. It's super embarrassing.
It's humiliating. Could you please have someone come over and shove my face in the toilet?
Somebody said, is the operator laughing at the handcuff guy the same one who said, excuse me, to the lady who called the dust-kicking child stupid?
No, that was a female 911. Oh, no.
No, that was a guy.
That was a guy.
There was a stupid boy kicking, stupid child kicking.
There's a child.
Excuse me?
There's an idiot boy kicking like a foo.
So he said, what if the handcuff guy was worried about turning into a werewolf overnight, being Halloween and all? It's the only thing that could keep him there.
I don't know. I'm not quite sure how he's locking himself up.
Somebody said, I would totally show up with a fire truck with sirens blaring.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the fire truck, an ambulance, 6 cop cars.
His landlord is really his parents, somebody said.
They've shoved him in the basement.
Can I just hear the first 10 seconds, that guy's reaction, where he tries not to laugh? That's my favorite part of it. Because you know, you're right. They heard the call from the day before. Like, oh, yeah. You're never going to believe this guy chained himself to something.
Yeah, one thing that we've learned from these is that they share the calls.
Brookline Police, is Roger Johnson.
Hi there. I called yesterday, and I just ended up getting stuck in like my Halloween costume handcuffs. And I was just wondering if you'd be able to send just a patrol officer or someone with a handcuff key to come and help me out.
Where are you at?
There you go.
We got the gimp.
We like handcuffs, but the chain. It's super embarrassing.
I would like to see a picture of the predicament.
I want to know exactly. Like, if any, DMs are open. If anybody listening happens to know exactly what went down, I would love to know this.
Because I don't want to be a party pooper, but I'm having trouble realizing like how a guy could lock himself up in a chain.
I mean, did he handcuff himself? I don't know what he handcuffed himself to.
He obviously wants the cops to come over.
The door's wide open. That's the other thing that we learned. Yeah. Like, the door was wide open.
I mean, let's be honest. Let's not pull any punches. I mean, this guy has a cop fetish.
So he sounds like the Winnie the Pooh of BDSM.
It's just, I got myself caught for a Halloween
thing. Oh, Bava.
I'm in a honeypot. I'm sorry, sir. I got myself caught in a honeypot. And in the meantime, I chained myself nude to a radiator. It was really quite something else.
You're listening to Toucher and Rich. 98.5. The sports. Face it, winter can wreak havoc on your parking lot. And the last thing your customers need is to dodge potholes, which might make them dodge your business altogether. Make sure they don't have bumps on the way to your door by calling U.S. Pavement. 1-800-PAVEMENT. Let U.S. Pavement smooth the road to your door. U.S. Pavement has paved the way for successful businesses all over New England since 1985. Call now, and a member of their expert team will evaluate your site and give you a price that won't leave a hole in your budget. Call U.S. Pavement at 1-800-PAVEMENT or visit uspavement.com.
Hey there, Boston. This is Noah Barney from North Attleboro. This year, I will be running not just one marathon, but I'm attempting to complete all 6 world major marathons. And I'm proud to run the 2024 Boston Marathon to support Boston Scores, an amazing nonprofit that uses soccer and poetry to inspire and empower youth. As a former collegiate soccer player, I am honored to be part of the Boston Scores Marathon team and support free after-school and summer learning programs for 1,500 local students each year. Learn more and support my run today at BostonScores.org/Noah.
Don't, you know, be a diva.
Toucher and Rich, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
They're very big.
.985, the Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. And, working from home. I thought it was Wednesday, but it's only Tuesday. That's kind of where I'm at. Today is Wednesday.
Yeah, today's Wednesday. Yes, Fred, today is Wednesday.
Oh.
No, yeah, I'll go along with it being Wednesday.
Halfway home, Fred.
Are you guys screwing me, or is it really Wednesday?
It's Wednesday.
No, it's Wednesday.
It's definitely Wednesday.
I'd screw with you if I told it was April Fool's Day, but no, today's Wednesday.
All right, well,
You know we're not allowed to do April Fool's jokes.
Hey, who wants who's in the mood for a prank?
That's right. I gotta scan something. This damn You know what I don't like is the computers.
Those dang computers.
They're for the birds, if you ask me. I can't see them from anything.
Are you using the Zoom for anything right now with the computers? The Zoom program.
Your wife
uses Zoom for the happy hour, right? Like the one that's the best night.
And my daughter uses Zoom.
Okay. Have you heard of Zoom bombers? That's a legitimate problem that's going on right now.
No, I have not.
It's like photo bombers, except it's people who go on to other people's links and will randomly come in either nude or they'll throw up, you know, offensive signs or things like that. Mostly nude. Usually it's just people who end up like getting into there and just to get kicks and giggles will show up and pull their pants down and then log off. Zoom bombers.
That's nice. It was funny. I was taping my daughter. I wasn't taping her. I was on Instagram. And I was live tweeting my live streaming my daughter doing something, and my son just tore through the house naked.
Now, did he know you were recording?
I don't know.
Okay, because when I was a kid, if I wanted an instant laugh, like that's what I would do. Like I would just like if my parents had company over and I was like, you know, 8. I would go in, run full speed into the middle of the living room, naked, play the banjo for a second, and then run away.
See?
If you know what I mean.
People, I know what you're saying. Playing the banjo. You were extending your penis and playing it like a guitar.
Yes.
But what's funny is that the way people just have like this magical way of like remembering or seeing everything that happened. Because the second that I saw he was naked, like literally, dude, like a second, I put the phone against my leg and like a couple people were like, hey, was your son naked? And I'm like, how could you possibly see that? Like it was for like a second at the most that was going on. And then I just had it against my leg and turned it off. But that was something that happened.
Yeah,
seems like can't get on the internet without us. It was something going on.
So think about how like in the past 3 weeks, there's terms, there's websites, there's people that we never knew would have been like the most important thing in our lives. Like, I mean, who'd have thought that Dr. Fauci and Carol Baskin would be like two of the biggest names like 3 weeks ago that we would care about any of it? We'd never even heard of these people until then.
Dr. Fauci, we should have been someone that we knew a long time ago.
Yep, and we should have, but
we should have known his name in January.
Yep, a lot of people did know his name and just didn't listen to him.
Yeah, a lot of people. Well, not so many people, but a few people. Mm-hmm. And, you had Nunes, who's one of the, or Nunez, whatever, however he pronounces it, who's a terrible piece of garbage. He's a representative. And I know we don't talk politics, but I think unilaterally people hate him. And he's suing CNN. He's suing a Twitter handle called Devin Nunez Cow. Like he's suing like, and there's a certain kind of, it's called a certain kind of lawsuit. They're like frivolous, but the idea is that you sue them so the people eventually like run out of money trying to pay a lawyer and, you know, do your bidding. So then you take everything down. But he was, 2 weeks ago. So 2 weeks ago, he goes like, you know, it's now is a good time to go to your pub. Which is like, you know, you never go out. So he goes like when's the last time you go? Let's go to the pub. So he goes, now's a good time to go to the pub. And then so you got a bunch of backlashes. And he goes, oh, no, I meant the drive-thru.
Of course that's what you meant.
And you're like, what bar has a drive-thru? Like, what are you talking about, you effing moron? Like, just own it. Just go. I did it. See, I own it. I didn't understand at first the severity of what was going on. I assumed it was much. I took the information from the wrong people, and I assumed it was a thing. It's like admitting you farted. It's like admitting you farted on the air.
Right.
You know, you go, all right, well, I admit, you know what? I'm sorry I gave that advice. I misread the situation. I listened to the wrong people. And you know what? I take it back and I realize the error of my ways and don't do that. But then to turn around like an idiot. I mean, how more? See, you can realize someone's intelligence. I've often said this by their ability to tell believable lies.
Sure, yeah.
And like you know, the guy in the band that I was with that didn't show up for practice one day, and we were terrible, really terrible. And he didn't show up, and I've told you this a million times, and we go, where were you? And he goes, I was rocking the dome. And we're like, what? And he goes, yeah, my other band was playing the Silverdome, the 80,000-seat Silverdome.
Gillette Stadium.
Yeah, he's an idiot. So obviously, like, he's beyond an idiot. So, like, the idea, no, I meant a drive-through. You moron.
Yes.
Just, or think of a better lie. Or, you know, I have friends that own these pubs, and listen, it was, they're afraid they're going to lose their restaurants, and I got a little caught up in that. That's a nice lie.
Yeah,
see,
yeah.
There, I just solved your problem. That means you're thinking of the working man, blah, 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 blah. You stupid ass. Why don't you go, these frivolous lawsuits, you dummy.
This stuff has got me so, it's like, I finally, 2 days ago, told myself, all right, I've watched too much of this. I got to start watching less of the actual news, and I have to make sure that every night the last thing that I see or I do is something that actually makes me laugh. So a couple days ago, it was kind of a cheesy thing, but it ended up turning into something kind of awesome. John Krasinski was asking for this, like, do you have good news or whatever. It was kind of a weird, dumb concept, whatever. But it ended up with Steve Carell contacting him, and they did a FaceTime, and it was awesome. Like, they talked for, like, 10 minutes about, you know, the making of The Office, and they referenced that episode Dinner Party, which most people, I think, you know, when they make their lists of the best Office episodes, Dinner Party is, I think, usually in the top five. It's always considered kind of in the pantheon of the great ones. So I hadn't seen it probably in a decade. So I turned it on last night. That show still, like, kills.
Do you but know that how many episodes I've seen? Okay, first of all, you got to check it out. AV Club has a oral history of the making of that episode.
Oh, really?
And, well, because they shot it in a condo. So, like, it was impossible to shoot. And it was supposed to... Oh, what an episode. Oh, man. There was an episode where a dog was supposed to die at the end.
Oh.
But they took it out. But, yeah, and it was all claustrophobic, and they couldn't stop laughing. And so, but they're, like, into, can you imagine, like, that little, because it's supposed to look like it's claustrophobic. It's supposed to look like this crappy condo. But can you imagine I think that was multi-camera. It might not have been. But shoving all that equipment into this little condo.
It has one of the best sight gags in sitcom history where it's got, you see Michael Scott saying, you know, I finally did it. I finally plunked down the cash and I got myself a plasma.
Yeah.
And they scan over and the thing is the size of a postage stamp.
Yeah, and he can move it.
And I can move it. It just goes like a couple inches in one direction, and that's it. They're like, yep. Sometimes I like to kick back and watch the old plasma, and it's like the size of not even like an iPad.
Okay, so, and I'll tell one more, because the AV Club has been all over The Office, which is Office is one of my top five shows. So, do you remember the episode, The First Dundies? And Pam gets drunk and ends up kissing Krasinski.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so, and then she falls off her stool. Well, first of all, it's at a Chili's, and then Chili's had agreed to do it, so they'd set up this fake Chili's. And when someone from Chili's finally got around to reading the script, and they're like, you can't do it. So in the episode, Pam, if you notice, never pays for a drink. So she's just drinking other people's drinks. And originally, instead of falling off the bar stool, she was supposed to yak all over the bar. And then they did that a couple times, and they went, maybe we should just have her fall off the bar stool. But I mean, yeah, I'm obsessed with The Office.
You see, that, in my opinion, is their best episode. The Dundies is my favorite of all of them. And that's also because there's several seasons I haven't seen in forever, but like the first three or four seasons I've seen a lot. I got a lot of catching up to do.
The first seven seasons are fantastic, and then they lose Carell. And then at the end of the ninth season, it gets Dwight gets kind of funny. Again, they kind of let him go.
Well, did you hear? I guess they just did an interview with some of the producers. But did you hear that Carell didn't want to leave? So he didn't want to leave. This wasn't like I'm going to go do movies. And apparently, they got a new studio head who didn't like Steve Carell for some reason or the other, or didn't like Carell's agent, and they couldn't come to an agreement. And he was asking for something that apparently was fair. But if you ask any of the cast members, it's kind of widely known now that Carell didn't want to leave the show. It's just that the new head of the network did not like Steve Carell or his agent.
Well, that's brilliant.
You're right. You ruined one of the greatest shows on TV.
Yeah, and one of the great characters on TV in TV history. Yeah, that's brilliant. That's good that they did that because I don't know what they were trying to do the last couple seasons, but it was not good. And by the way, Will Ferrell sucked on that show too. Will Ferrell, very disappointing.
David Koechner was excellent on that show. You want one of the best guests? Him and Ray Romano was excellent on that show. Like, they had some, like, surprise guest hosts or guest stars on there that killed when they showed up.
Well, Romano was only on for, like, 10 minutes.
I know, but he was awesome. Yeah, that's one of the better episodes.
Yeah. And the other guy is...
Packer. Pac-Man need a drinky. Packer's one of my favorite characters on that show.
Oh, yeah. Packer Spicoli. Like, he shows up every now and again, and you get a good laugh, and then he goes away. But I don't like the way Jim doesn't like him. All right, we could go on like this all the day. Because I watched probably five episodes of The Office Saturday and five episodes of The Office on Sunday, especially now that we're quarantined. All right, Rich, what's coming up in the stack?
The greatest calls in Boston sports history. What made the top of the list? We will get to that.
All right, here are the headlines.
Stay tuned for more Toucher and Rich on 98.5 Sports Hub.
Face it, winter can wreak havoc on your parking lot. And the last thing your customers need is to dodge potholes, which might make them dodge your business altogether. Make sure they don't have bumps on the way to your door by calling U.S. Pavement. 1-800-PAVEMENT. Let U.S. Pavement smooth the road to your door. U.S. Pavement has paved the way for successful businesses all over New England since 1985. Call now and a member of their expert team will evaluate your site and give you a price that won't leave a hole in your budget. Call U.S. Pavement at 1-800-PAVEMENT or visit uspavement.com.
Hey there, Boston. This is Noah Barney from North Attleboro. This year, I will be running not just one marathon, but I'm attempting to complete all six World Major Marathons. And I'm proud to run the 2024 Boston Marathon to support Boston Scores, an amazing nonprofit that uses soccer and poetry to inspire and empower youth. As a former collegiate soccer player, I am honored to be part of the Boston Scores Marathon team and support free after-school and summer learning programs for 1,500 local students each year. Learn more and support my run today at BostonScores.org/Noah.
Toucher.
I didn't get to be a sports expert until 2009.
Rich.
You would think you're at a children's birthday party.
Toucher and Rich. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Now it's time to get to the stuff that we couldn't get to. It's the stack.
98.5, the Sports Hub. The Stack is sponsored by Window Nation. It's Window Nation's buy two, get two free sale. No down payment, no payments, and 0% financing for 12 full months. Go to windownations.com. I don't know if you have it, Rich, but there is a new case.
Is it in session, Fred?
Court's in session.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, hear ye, gentlemen of the jury. We now all rise in today's edition of Fart Court!
Indeed.
Who is guilty of thy fart? Someone on the show, apparently.
Richard Wallach, put on your powdered wigs as we go and deal with this. Now, I was unfamiliar with this, but do we have the audio, Daniel?
So yes, I do. Okay, this is from a listener suggestion, but we went back and grabbed it, yes. From within the last 10 minutes.
Yeah, this just happened, according to the listeners.
Okay, let me hear. All right, Rich, what's coming up in the stack?
The greatest calls in Boston sports history.
Come on.
Oh, is it, they said that was a fart?
Right, Rich, what's coming up in the stack?
The greatest calls in Boston sports history.
That's
a unanimous no. That is a mic burp.
Yeah, that was not me.
No,
I think, in all honesty, it was a line, almost like your line dropped for half a second, Rich. But it could have gone out over the air, and people are on alert.
I mean, people are on alert. I mean,
don't get me wrong. I appreciate the listeners, you know, looking out and having their magnifying glasses looking for farts everywhere. Yeah. But that was.
I mean, you're doing God's work.
It would really cheapen the court system to deem that a fart because it wasn't.
That is a unanimous. Wallach, you are on the same page.
Yes, no, that's not a fart. No.
Yeah, that
not
is a unanimous non-fart, which might be the first time in fart court history that we have ruled a non-fart.
Now, the jury, we've had a hung jury before.
But we've also had a defendant admit he was guilty.
That was me.
I did plead guilty. So, I think if you see someone on the show, fart court is going to go pretty easy.
Yeah, because I think all of us would be like, yeah, it's awesome.
Yeah, better than that to have to explain things for you.
No low contendery. I do not.
Is anyone else
contend.
In their underwear?
No.
No?
Yeah, we all are here in the control room.
You're in your underwear?
There's no one on the roads, Rich. Why do I have to get dressed to come to work?
Well, it's a good point.
Me, Nick, Wallach, Tracy. Yeah, sure.
Good point.
Drive to work.
Has anyone come to work in their pajama bottoms? That is the question.
Here I have not seen it, no.
Because my wife goes out in pajama bottoms constantly.
Well, I think women like use pajama bottoms almost as just like a going out. Like, I mean, I've seen women at the grocery store. They got like, you'll never see a guy wearing pajama bottoms. You just won't see that. But women wear them all the time just to go out and run errands.
There's one time that I've gone out with pajama bottoms on, and it was to the liquor store. And I just didn't feel like, said, what are they going to do? But the guys at the liquor store now are wearing masks and gloves, which is very disconcerning.
Oh, you got to do that. If you're out anywhere and you're dealing with people, I would do the exact same thing. There's
I suppose
no
I would too, but they weren't for a long time. I hadn't been to the liquor store in like 2 weeks, if you believe it. And because the struggle is, my wife and I have agreed 5 o'clock is the earliest that we may drink. But are you guys a daily drink?
No, I'm drinking on the weekends. No. I it's weird. I'm like,
Fred,
as
I'm
I
trying
said,
to. Yes.
Yeah. There's this. There's
doing
this
my
weird,
best.
Yeah. There's this thing inside of me that's like you got to stay sharp in case someone gets sick. Like, I know it's weird and it's almost
I'm
irrational.
Not saying it's weird. No, you're doing plenty of irrational things. Not that. But
you say that. I woke up with a smile on my face because I know I have 3 packages downstairs that have been sitting there for 2 days that I now can finally open because the coronavirus like 48-hour deadline is done, and I know one of them has my top shelf cookies that I'm looking to plow into.
Time to put the oven mitts down.
You know, because I've thought this often, and you know, even though my opinion of all of this has changed, but I am not wearing a mask or gloves when I go out, is my opinion of it is that it's very serious. Is that you know I'm going to get the coronavirus, and everyone's going to go, "I told you so."
No. This is not an I told you. Everyone's getting the coronavirus.
No, you're not going to say I told you so. John's not going to say I told you so. Now, Nick and when Mike comes back and Dan might together say, look at that idiot. But can you imagine the listeners if I get the coronavirus? First of all, I could still do the show probably. I don't believe Cuomo has it, by the way.
You don't believe he has it?
Nope.
Okay, well, see, I do believe he has, because I watched the show last night, because if you didn't hear, Chris Cuomo, who's the guy on CNN, whose brother is Andrew Cuomo with the really awesome nipple piercings, he was on yesterday, and no, it sounded real, because at one point, like, he kind of almost got shook. He was talking about how he goes, you know, I can't control what everybody does. I can only control, you know, what I do. And he goes, and I start to feel these things. They get in my head. Like I have this feeling in my chest, and I don't know whether or not it's this thing that I have, or it's that I'm so pissed that I'm helpless. I can't help my family right now, and that I may have gotten them sick, and that I have to stay down in this.
I'm 50-50 on it. I'm 50 because there's too much there's too much synergy.
So do you think he's lying for ratings?
I think that with what's that his brother has become. Now, this is very scary. Listen, you could tell me that he had it and I'd go, OK, but I am my antenna's up a little bit because his brother has become like the, you know, the country's mayor and, you know, all this is going on. And I think it adds to the narrative if he claims to have the coronavirus.
You see, I think that the reason it's so believable is that, A, he lives in the hardest hit city right now. Like, he's right in the heart of New York.
No, I understand.
Where all of this, and B, you know, he's going in and out of this building that, you know, anytime you have to go into an office building where there's elevator buttons and there's doors that need to be open, I mean, the chances in the hottest hot spot in the country right now, the chances of you getting it, I would think, are pretty high.
How many people in New York have it? I know it's a lot.
It's a ridiculous amount. And they told anyone who had been there for 2 weeks that the last 2 weeks needs to quarantine.
No,
that's how bad they think it was.
But is it 5,000
who have it?
Yeah.
No. It's more than that. Let me see. New York. I'll take a look.
Confirmed. I have confirmed cases at over 75,000.
Yeah, no, dude. It's a ton.
Maybe he has it. So, but that my first instinct was to say, I don't know.
Well,
but you know me, I'm an old skeptical fool.
Well, I mean, listen, between the two of them going back and forth, it has been kind of fun to watch.
You know that what people are saying about how you look really can't be accurate. So it must be hard for you to make sense of what is real and what is true now. I feel for you.
La gelosia.
No.
Tu sei la gelosia.
Always straight. Right across the plate. Straight across the plate.
My little brother.
Straight across the plate.
Don't worry. There's still time. There's hope for you. One day you can grow up to be like me.
Listen.
I've tried to be like you my whole life. Look where it got me.
And then he pierced his, he got a Prince Albert.
I showed that to my wife, and first of all, I told her about it, and she's like, stop being ridiculous. And I'm like, no, look at these pictures. Governor Cuomo has gigantic nipple piercings that you can see through his white polo. And then I started, and then she went down the rabbit hole, because there's websites dedicated to it.
Oh, yeah.
Now.
My wife on that, when she was on that Zoom call yesterday, I said something, and then all the women went down the rabbit hole of his nipple piercings. Which is ballsy. You got to give him some credit. You got to give him some credit.
Show the world.
I mean, the world's watching.
It is. Well, I mean, listen.
Rose.
If you think it's a conspiracy to get bigger ratings, then it worked on me because I actually watched it last night.
Listen, dude, I don't know what's what. I don't know what's going on. My wife just brought up toilet paper. This is a very exciting time.
Did you roll around in it like Scrooge McDuck?
No. We didn't buy any. Again, the toilet paper thing to me is ridiculous. Like, I don't... Like, and first of all, if you run out of toilet paper, just buy... Well, we already talked about it. Just buy Kleenex.
Yeah.
And then if you run out of Kleenex, just use paper towel.
I have a bidet in a box that I have not opened yet.
Oh, I thought you'd have that done by now.
But by the way, a bidet takes practice. A bidet takes practice.
You got to sit at just the right place on that thing.
No. Plus, to get completely clean with a bidet it could take you a lifetime.
Yeah,
it takes some maneuvering, right?
You know? That's what I heard.
You're better off just jumping in the shower, but
just like touching your toes.
No, cleaning your ass.
Just like with your hand.
With soap in your hand.
I'm not going to do that.
Oh, this is we're heading in a dangerous direction here.
You're literally holding the thing that cleans your hand. I don't know what. Okay, I don't know what other people do.
Here we go.
I don't know what comes out of you. I don't know what stays in you. I don't know what happens to other people. But to me, it's never been an issue. But then again, I've never clogged. Hey, Stephanie.
What?
Have I ever clogged a toilet? You hear?
What is love? Isn't that a song by Bryan Adams? Have you ever really loved someone?
Yeah, yeah.
Has it clogged the toilet?
Yep.
Never clogged the toilet.
Yeah.
Put it on my tombstone. Here lies Fred Tutcher, born 1975, dead 2021. and he never clogged the toilet.
Somebody just sent me a headline, a real headline from the New York Post, because they're always on it. And the headline is, Andrew Cuomo's nipples take our minds off coronavirus. And it's got three photos of him, shirt up, just protruding with these weird-ass bumps on either side that absolutely are a Prince Albert or some sort of, like, grotesque piercing.
No, it looks like a barbell piercing. Like, it's not like a loop. It's like a barbell piercing.
Yeah, right. It goes through, and it's got the two barbells. Yeah, you're right. You're right.
Yeah, that's, I mean, that's for sure what he has. But imagine just, like, just... just like owning it so much that you don't even want to take them out. Like, he's just not going to take them out. You might think while you're on worldwide TV and you're being, well, I guess maybe this is the time to just say, hey, screw it.
Right.
Because you are being praised all over the place. Well, listen, we had some laughs. We talked about going to the bathroom, we had a fart court. Things are very scatological.
These farts are pretty bad.
Yes, thank you, Pastor. We have the mayor on.
Yeah.
He's not every happy.
Every time you have the mayor on, oh boy, the people love it. All right.
I'm a nice man.
The way he farts.
Apparently everyone's an ass man with this toilet paper situation. All right, ladies and gentlemen, it is Wednesday, and I was so unaware of it that I thought that the guys were screwing with me. It really is Wednesday?
Yes, really.
This thing is insane. Oh, it is Wednesday. Okay. This is just insanity. But listen, things could be worse. You could be in jail or something. All right, that'll do it for us. Everyone have a great day. Enjoy Zolak and Bertrand. Bye.
Toucher and Rich. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Face it, winter can wreak havoc on your parking lot. And the last thing your customers need is to dodge potholes, which might make them dodge your business altogether. Make sure they don't have bumps on the way to your door by calling U.S. Pavement. 1-800-PAVEMENT. Let U.S. Pavement smooth the road to your door. U.S. Pavement has paved the way for successful businesses all over New England since 1985. Call now, and a member of their expert team will evaluate your site and give you a price that won't leave a hole in your budget. Call U.S. Pavement at 1-800-PAVEMENT or visit uspavement.com.
Hey there, Boston. This is Noah Barney from North Attleboro. This year, I will be running not just one marathon, but I'm attempting to complete all six world major marathons. And I'm proud to run the 2024 Boston Marathon to support Boston Scores, an amazing nonprofit that uses soccer and poetry to inspire and empower youth. As a former collegiate soccer player, I am honored to be part of the Boston Scores Marathon team and support free after-school and summer learning programs for 1,500 local students each year. Learn more and support my run today at BostonScores.org/Noah.
Boston sports fans start their day with Toucher and Rich.
No, Fred, come on, man. This is a family radio show.
No, it's not. Not really.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Face it, winter can wreak havoc on your parking lot. And the last thing your customers need is to dodge potholes, which might make them dodge your business altogether. Make sure they don't have bumps on the way to your door by calling U.S. Pavement. 1-800-PAVEMENT. Let U.S. Pavement smooth the road to your door. U.S. Pavement has paved the way for successful businesses all over New England since 1985. Call now, and a member of their expert team will evaluate your site and give you a price that won't leave a hole in your budget. Call U.S. Pavement at 1-800-PAVEMENT or visit uspavement.com.
Hey there, Boston. This is Noah Barney from North Attleboro. This year, I will be running not just one marathon, but I'm attempting to complete all six world major marathons. And I'm proud to run the 2024 Boston Marathon to support Boston Scores, an amazing nonprofit that uses soccer and poetry to inspire and empower youth. As a former collegiate soccer player, I am honored to be part of the Boston Scores Marathon team and support free after-school and summer learning programs for 1,500 local students each year. Learn more and support my run today at BostonScores.org/Noah.
They work.
Arr, matey.
Well, you're at work. Scott Zolak.
I think it's a disaster.
Mark Bertrand.
I know. I want to get it out.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
face it, winter can wreak havoc on your parking lot. And the last thing your customers need is to dodge potholes, which might make them dodge your business altogether. Make sure they don't have bumps on the way to your door by calling U.S. Pavement. 1-800-PAVEMENT. Let U.S. Pavement smooth the road to your door. U.S. Pavement has paved the way for successful businesses all over New England since 1985. Call now, and a member of their expert team will evaluate your site and give you a price that won't leave a hole in your budget. Call U.S. Pavement at 1-800-PAVEMENT or visit uspavement.com.
Hey there, Boston. This is Noah Barney from North Attleboro. This year, I will be running not just one marathon, but I'm attempting to complete all six world major marathons. And I'm proud to run the 2024 Boston Marathon to support Boston Scores, an amazing nonprofit that uses soccer and poetry to inspire and empower youth. As a former collegiate soccer player, I am honored to be part of the Boston Scores Marathon team and support free after-school and summer learning programs for 1,500 local students each year. Learn more and support my run today at BostonScores.org/Noah.
Hey everyone, it's Felger here for Cambridge Savings Bank, my official bank. Listen, small businesses are so important to our communities. That's why I'm excited to share CSB's new business hub with articles, tools, and resources to help you start, manage, and grow your small business. Still have questions? Just fill out the contact form on the site to get in touch directly with the small business team. Check it out at cambridgesavings.com/hub. That's H-U-B. Member FDIC.